The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie.
Yes, Chris.
I'm not saying you can relate to this story, but you might be able to relate to the story. Because you like sitting in parking lots in your car, right? Let's be honest.
Like, you want to be honest?
It.
Like, do I enjoy it? Like, I do it. Like,
you know, I'm good at it a lot.
I'm good at it.
Because your wife likes to go into stores.
And you don't want to go in.
And I'm being responsible. I think we're still supposed to not go in, right?
I don't know.
Because of the old...
COVID.
I guess so.
Have you ever been accused of, because we joke and say you go for a peep in a parm and stuff like that, and a Pepsi in your car. But have you ever been accused of taking a little more hand action?
You know what? Not one time.
Okay.
Like that.
Never once.
There's a guy in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 72 years old. His name is James Cousins.
72. Impressive. Yeah. This is accurate.
Wow.
Well, someone called the police because he was sitting in the parking lot of the campus of LSU.
Yeah.
And someone said, hey, that dude looks like he's, you know, to himself in his truck while watching
something.
The students walk by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The cops came over and they're like, hey, what are you doing, man?
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Mm.
And he was like, I'm just playing air drums. That's what he said he was doing.
Which, you know what?
Air drums.
Yeah.
I don't think that is a motion you can. I mean, you could tell if somebody was playing air drums because you got to hit those cymbals, right? They're up in the air. Like, you're not. Like if you're unless you're just drumming right on
here. Exactly like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like just playing a single drum.
He was on the snare. Didn't have a hi hat or anything.
No, nothing.
The person who reported said it did not look like he was playing air drums based on the motion of his arm.
Right,
his one arm that he was not playing air drums.
So, he was playing aggressive triangle, and he's embarrassed because he was the triangle player.
He was rocking the guitar, the old geek fiddle.
Well, it turns out that he was known to police.
I need you to mime it out.
And good old James had been arrested for similar incidents dating back to 1981, including several that had happened in the very same parking lot.
Oh, well.
So when they said that to him, he was like, okay, I wasn't air drumming.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't
doing it. Cracked?
Yeah, he said he wasn't doing the other thing either.
Oh.
He said he was just watching. He can't do the other thing because he has a heart condition.
Well, you don't have to do it vigorously. I mean,
I don't know, man. Now you made me think of that old man doing it slowly.
Well, I'm just saying, you can take your time.
I don't. Why did you make me think about that?
I'm sorry. My confusion in this whole thing is you've been caught for this before.
Yes, same park, same place.
You're known for doing this.
Yeah.
You've had time to think up a better story. Like, put a cutting board in your lap. You know what I mean? Like something, you know, so you can pretend you're cutting meat or a fruit. You know, I'm just thinking of different motions. Or like, bring your silverware along with you and have a little rag and you could be cleaning your silver.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just things that if you get busted... Right. Look the same.
I see what you're saying.
Air drums do not look. He's had time to think about it.
I'm sticking with that story.
All right.
He said he was just
watching.
Air drumming and watching. That's it. That's all he was doing.
Well, he needs to be arrested regardless.
He was.
Yeah, arrested. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He was.
Somebody wants to know their young daughter's heading to school and Tommy Lee touch himself here is Tommy Lee again never probably accused of doing that.
No.
I don't think he could reach the end of his, but that's just sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
It is.
Like, you're 72.
But that guy didn't choose to, you know what I mean?
Why is he even still thinking about
that
at 72? I'm 45. I barely think about it. Anyways. All right. Well, you know, Jamie, I'm just saying, watch your hand motion when you're in parking.
Better be sure. So, yeah.
Hands on the dash. All time.
10 and 2.
10 and 2.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the closure of indoor dining has upset a lot of people, business owners, patrons alike. But the PNMPP and Tourism Minister Lisa McLeod says they have some data showing three outbreaks in Ottawa linked to restaurants and bars. Some people, I guess, will say it's fake. But Ottawa's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Vera Etches, lady forgot to wear pants one day, says outdoor dining is still permitted because the air isn't trapped indoors, which sort of They made mention of what we mentioned the other day about the tents outside, basically just making another inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see these restaurant snow pods that some guy they're trying to?
I did see that. Yeah.
One table per pod, yeah. Plastic pod.
Yeah.
Eh.
I guess I feel bad for businesses.
Right?
Well, like, man,
I'm
so
still
tough.
Probably not gonna go. With the recent spike of COVID-19 cases here in Ottawa, the Ottawa Hospital has made changes to its visitor policy. No visitors will be allowed into the hospital with the exception of essential caregivers. They're also going to review visits for exceptional circumstances on a compassionate basis. A popular brand of flushable wipes has been pulled from stores due to possible contamination. 2 million containers or so of the affected Cottonelle products have been sold across the country. They say the wipes may contain a common household microorganism that could make people sick, especially those with pre-existing conditions or weakened immune systems. So if you have Cottonelle wipes, throw them out, I guess.
Really, eh?
Great. Yeah.
All right.
Now, by the nature of the name of the product, I guess you wipe your butt with them. That would be terrible to get a disease from wiping your butt.
In your butt?
Or I guess, like, in your butt.
Everywhere.
I guess it goes in your system.
Yeah.
With, you know,
how'd you get it?
There's an orifice there, right?
Wiping my butt.
Yeah.
But terrible.
You know? Terrible.
Just terrible.
Welcome to 2020, guys. But you can get a disease from cleaning your own butt. World Series tied at a game apiece. Tampa Bay Rays held off the Dodgers 6-4. They have today off, and then they'll get back at it tomorrow. Eagles and Giants meet at Lincoln Financial Field tonight to kick off week 7 of the NFL season. Now, despite only having one win each,
yeah.
Both are still in the mix for first place in the NFC East.
It's horrid.
Well, yeah, it keeps it exciting, I
sure.
guess.
Sure.
Right?
It's a power division over there.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure, yeah.
And there's still tennis going on. Milos Raonic still playing in the European or Open or whatever they call it. Mainly cloudy today. Some showers this morning. Maybe again this afternoon. High of 13 degrees. And tomorrow, they said it was supposed to be sunny and 21. That was yesterday. Today, they say cloudy, maybe some showers, and still 21.
Oh.
And then Saturday, cloudy, maybe some showers, and 8. It's been a very, very wet month.
How am I going to get those leaves up?
Just going to stick there.
There's so much stuff I have to do outside,
and it
rains every damn day. Like, come on.
It's really pissing me off. Right now, it's 6.
Build an arc.
And that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr.
All right. Good morning to you. We got some stuff to do. Do not forget. In about an hour, I know it's a long time away, but we will do 2 keys for Toys 21. So if you qualified yesterday, maybe set an alarm on your phone. Okay. Rudy Giuliani. He got got.
Wow.
By Borat.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could be an elaborate promotional scam.
Could be too.
Or it could be what he said he was doing.
Tucking in his shirt.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that, plus some great Dougie Line calls, all right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
If you watch news at all, aside from yesterday's little almost election interruption here in Canada,
yeah,
the American political situation, obviously with the election coming soon, is heating up.
Oh, is it heating up, is it?
It's been pretty hot for a while.
Yeah.
It's hard when you
Like 4 years hot.
A big orange ass saying dumb stuff every day, but not to be. But so Rudy Giuliani, if you don't know, was the former mayor of New York. He's done a bunch of stuff. He's now Trump's personal lawyer, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
So he has recently come out with a whole bunch of stuff about Biden's kid's laptop.
Yeah.
And that this magical laptop that appeared in some state he doesn't live in was, it's got all these crazy emails. Oh, out of nowhere all of a sudden. But anyway, so he's been in the news quite a bit, Rudy Giuliani, lately. But So news broke yesterday that
I guess so.
That he's been caught in a compromising position in the upcoming Borat sequel, which is amazing. Not because I don't care about the politics of it.
No.
I just love that these people keep getting tricked by Sacha
Baron Cohen.
A world famous actor.
Yeah, it's amazing. So Rudy agreed to be, this is probably 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
At least.
So Rudy agreed to be interviewed in a hotel room by what he thought was a conservative news outlet. You know, don't fact check any of these people that are asking for interviews. Why would you bother? You're just a massive political. But anyway, but the interviewer was an actress portraying Borat's daughter in the film.
Right.
So apparently,
she's actually 24 years old,
yes.
But in the film portraying a 15-year-old.
So this new Borat movie comes out tomorrow on Prime, all right, if you have Amazon Prime.
I do.
So after the interview, so she obviously does this horrendous interview because that's what the Borat movies are about. Yeah. She suggests they go into the bedroom for a drink.
Yeah. He says after their chat, Giuliani can reportedly be seen giving her compliments and then following her into another room.
Yes. After which she takes off his microphone for him. He lays on the bed, and then what looks like jams his hands down his pants.
Now he says that he's just tucking his shirt in.
Right. At that point, though, Borat busted in because they had cameras everywhere, right? Because they're filming a movie.
Right.
And yells, "She's 15. She's too old for you," in Borat voice. Right. So.
That's terrible.
Now, Rudy actually called the cops when this happened.
Yes.
Wow.
Because he thought it was a setup.
Well, it was.
It clearly was a setup. It was. Right. His quote was, "The person comes in yelling and screaming. I thought this must be a scam or a shakedown, so I reported to police." He then ran away. So Borat ran away, and so did the actress playing his daughter.
And then Rudy left.
Right.
So really, nothing actually happened.
No, aside from him reaching into his pants with what he might have been an underage girl. It wasn't. And everything was consensual. It's just creepy. He didn't break anything. He didn't break any laws.
Personal life, but he's got some explaining to do. I don't know. We were just going to hang out.
But
it is a very compromising looking picture.
If you think about people whose careers have been destroyed in the last few years for touching their genitalia around women without asking them if it's okay, it's obviously never okay. But so the movie comes out tomorrow, so everybody will be like, Don't you have to get people's permission to film them for stuff
like
this?
Well, I guess they did.
When they set up the other interview.
And
he probably didn't read the fine print.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Make sure you read it over. Yeah. He's a lawyer and didn't read over the fine print. I can only assume. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to put in the movie.
So, yeah.
Either that or he's been paid to help promote it, and it'll be all funny tomorrow.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. I don't think
he really didn't do anything.
He says he was tucking in his shirt.
Yeah. I don't know the last time you laid down on a bed to tuck in your shirt, but.
Well, maybe he thought he was gonna his belly was gonna be showing. He was embarrassed, so he was down there and he tucked in his shirt. Yeah.
But there's a pretty clear line that you don't cross when you're tucking a shirt in. It's called your belt. Like you know what I mean. If his whole hand was down in there, I mean, he might have been adjusting. He might have had some stickage. Yeah. You know, like.
When's the last time you were in a room, a hotel room, where there's a bed and with a stranger and you thought, I'll just tuck in my shirt by laying down and looking up at her?
Yeah.
Probably me? Never. I've never done that.
Absolutely never.
But, you know, I'm also not, what is he, 74? So who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm
life
surprised
is
he wasn't
when you're 74.
Tucking in his socks when he's 74. Yeah. Like, I guess that's why I had to lie down.
Yeah, maybe it's different
to shift it all up to.
Sure.
Maybe because he has poor balance and he didn't want to fall over.
The second Borat movie hits Amazon tomorrow and we can all judge for ourselves. No, it's Friday.
Friday.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We've been getting lots of calls on the Dougie line.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yep. A ton. A fella had a question, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Just wondering if you guys ever had a friend or a buddy that you strictly called them by their last name. Because me, my last name being Naylor, I don't even think half the people I know my first name. They say always Naylor. And they always call me, "You gonna Naylor?" And, you know, I'm 30 now. And I got 50-year-olds going, "You gonna Naylor?" My dad just laughs about it because he was called that too when he was younger. Anyway, just wondering if you did. Chase Day, boys.
Yeah, the name of the show is the Biggs and Barr Show. Those are our last names.
Yeah. But, at least when I was in high school, anyone that had a common first name.
Yeah.
Like whether it was a Mike or in my case, a Chris.
Or a Jason.
Yeah. Whether there was multiple of those names in that age category, everyone always was their last name.
I was known by my last name for most of my life.
Me too.
It was strange at one point when I would hear someone call me Jason. Yeah. I wouldn't respond. Like, what? Oh, me. Yeah. Okay.
Now, Jamie, not as common. Still common, but not as common. Did you get called by your last name?
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah. It was
a sports thing too, right?
Sports thing for sure.
Your last name's always on your jersey, so
I always liked when, like in high school, you get there and you didn't know why some guys had nicknames heading in. Like people come from different towns, sure. And you know what I mean, different groups of friends, and then you'd never. Like we had a friend who we had known, but people didn't know his name was Steve. He was called Salty from like grade 6.
Why was he called Salty?
Maybe it wasn't grade 6. Grade 8. It's something with a girl.
Oh, okay.
And so
was he
a girl
donation
said
of salt or
no,
was she the donation?
Oh, yeah, I see. A girl made that up about him.
Ah.
And so then he became.
Yeah, grade 6
salty.
Probably pretty young for
yeah,
that
grade
nickname.
6 wasn't.
I'm glad you changed that.
But then, so he was Salty like his whole. People didn't know his name, which was I always thought was entertaining to me. You know, the small things, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure there's people whose names I didn't know
for
going
sure.
going through school.
Yeah, 100%. 100% there's people I don't know their actual names.
Just know their nicknames. That's it.
Yeah.
There was a guy in my grade who looked identical to a guy who was like 3 years older. And so we called him Doug. We called our friend Doug. And his name wasn't Doug. Or like... ever. And then that was it. Everyone knew him as Doug. Yeah. Everyone knew him as Doug.
But it wasn't even remotely his name.
Not even close. His name was Kyle. Everyone called him Doug. Yeah, it was like.
Well, hey, you know, kids are cruel, right? So
those stories and nicknames are the best. Like your buddy Boot Gun.
Oh, Boot Gun's a fantastic nickname.
Tell quickly about Boot Gun.
So this guy, making up lies all the time, he was on a trip in Switzerland skiing the Swiss Alps with his family.
This is a total lie from the beginning, right? Because he never went to... Did he go to Switzerland?
I had some money, yeah. His family had some money.
That may be the only truth?
Yeah. And he was on the hill, and it so happened to be, while in Switzerland, the Queen of Sweden was on the same hill.
Okay.
And they were... Like, this was like grade 11, like telling this story, like expecting people to believe it.
Right.
And they were short on security for the queen.
Sure.
And so they asked him, hey, man, like, do you think he could help us out here?
Does Sweden
if you
even
see anything,
have a queen?
I don't know.
Probably. And they said, and they gave him a ski boot gun. Like a ski boot that also had a gun attached to it.
Right.
So as soon as he told that story.
Like a secret gun?
Yeah, and he would like, and like stick his ski boot out and it would shoot.
And it would shoot out the bottom of the ski boot?
Yeah.
The bottom of the side.
I don't know.
Explain the mounting? No.
Okay. And anyway, so he was boot gunned for...
Forever.
Yeah. Great.
Boot gun. At least it's a cool nickname.
Yeah. One time some guy peed in his shampoo bottle who got kicked out of the game and no one liked boot gun. So sad. Like, kids are
like
cruel.
Like a guy who's a compulsive liar.
You know, and so the guy got kicked out of a game, and he's like, I'm going to pee in Boot Gun's shampoo bottle. And so he went, and he peed in it, and it was so watery coming down his head, and everyone was just staring at this guy, not knowing he was showering in his own pee.
Boot Gun.
Shampoo. And Boot Gun did it to himself, I guess.
The legend of
Boot
Gun.
Don't bully.
No, don't bully.
Don't.
But also,
if it happened, tell funny stories.
Yeah. Good old Boot Gun.
Yeah. We should do this. I'm going to write a poem, The Mighty Boot Gun.
The Mighty Boot Gun?
You got to give me more stories. I'll do it. I'll do it this week if you give me enough background. I'll just make stuff up.
Exactly.
Who cares? All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I have a horrible neighbor that is driving me bat-ass crazy. Should I move to a more peaceful property or stand my ground and keep fighting my whole life?
Just move, man.
Yeah,
find some place nice that you really like.
Sure.
Where you're not going to have neighbors that bother you. Just move there. Enjoy your life.
I mean, there's pride and then there's dumb pride, you know? And if you know that this guy will commit to being a piece of garbage for the rest of your days and he's going to make living in your house awful.
Then just go. Go somewhere else.
Just
find a new place.
Try to find a new place.
A new adventure.
I mean, don't rush. Like, if he's not lobbing Molotov cocktails into your living room, like, if it's livable.
That would be,
And just make sure you find the right place. But,
right. Yeah. Also, if you want to, my wife's a realtor. Call her.
Is it okay to still enjoy Nickelback?
Sure.
Of course it is.
Enjoy what you want.
Don't let anyone tell you what music... Like, we mock music all the time.
Sure.
That's what people do. But don't ever actually feel bad about it.
No, like what you like.
If you enjoy... If it makes you feel good, do it.
We don't all like the same things.
No.
And nor should we.
Doesn't matter.
We all liked exactly the same things. We'd all be very boring. Mm.
Like, would I ever go to a Nickelback concert? Probably not. Would I ever download a Nickelback album on my phone? Probably not.
No,
is it easy to make fun of them and sure. fun to do? Sure it is.
But if Chad invited me to go on his yacht for a week or two, would I go? Yeah. Absolutely.
Tomorrow I yeah. would. Yeah. If you were to have man sex, who would it be with? Well, we all have man sex because we're all men when we have sex.
I think they mean sex with another man.
Sex with another man.
I don't know. I don't have any established relationships. So,
yeah, I mean,
like I just with my wife, so I don't know. Like, she'd probably be mad.
There's no sexual physical attraction to a man. So I guess you'd probably want to have the most mental attraction possible so that it would maybe not be as awful.
Or the man with the most money.
That's a good, That's probably a better strategy.
Is that shallow? Yes, it is.
100%, yeah.
What kind of socks are you wearing? Fun or boring?
Just regular socks. Yeah. I like a comfort sock rather than a specific color.
Did I tell you guys I found socks in my golf bag?
No.
So normally you'd find socks in your golf bag that you had put there many years before.
They're not ones you used to wipe with, are they?
No.
Okay.
Not those ones. No, I ordered a golf bag.
If you're on house, why are you using socks to wipe up?
I ordered a golf bag online.
Yes. Yeah.
And it came
with socks.
And I was just opening up a pocket. I think someone must have thrown in, they were like, you know those Bab socks?
No.
Like, because they used to have Mike Babcock's face on them.
Oh,
they called them
okay.
Bab socks. But they have another hockey player's face. I was like, those are
Were they
awesome.
Used or new?
No, brand new in a package. I'm like, someone must have
thrown them in by mistake. Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Sweet. Free pair of socks.
Great. Great story.
Thanks. It's sorry if it sucked.
What do you find mildly annoying, but not annoying to do anything about?
Oh,
like every day it annoys me.
Chris,
I'll tell you.
Oh. Is it your microphone?
No, I fixed it today. I had my door from my house to my garage. It was too tight, the tension on it,
right?
Because it's a fire door, so it used to slam like bam every time because it would just so tight.
Right.
And for an entire year, every time that door closed, I was like, oh, it's so annoying how loud that closes.
And then wouldn't fix it.
I finally fixed
nice.
It.
Nice.
Finally. But that was mildly enough for every time I was like, but it never did anything to fix
great.
It. Every day you go through that door 3-4 times. never. But I finally did. So.
Have you ever dumpster dived? If so, what was your best find? Mine was 48 packs of bacon still before the best before date.
Oh.
No, I haven't, actually.
Never have I, my mother threw me in when I was born.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's ruined it for you.
Yeah, brings back too many harsh memories of abandonment and, not being loved by your birth mother.
That's a pretty good find, though. 48 packs is still best before bacon.
That is a great find. Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. How much best before, though? Like, did you have 3 days to eat 48 packs?
Well, you can freeze it, right?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I've never thought, hey, look, there's a dumpster.
Never once in my life.
Let me go see what's in there.
Might have to try it, These are interesting times.
They are definitely interesting times. But I'm still not going into dumpsters for food. I'm sorry. That makes me a snob, and so be
it.
That is it for another edition of. Yeah.
It's an answered question.
And Bar Show.
Time to play a little best call wins. It's where you call us with any reason at all. Whichever one we like the best wins.
All right, Robert's on the phone.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's your day?
I'm going to try good old Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, you're an impression.
Okay.
Hey, he's my cousin, Slowpoke Rodriguez. Say something, Slowpoke.
All right. That is enthusiastic,
wow.
Robert.
Wow. Thanks, Robert.
All right, you hold on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love Robert. He's great. We got Tim online, too.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I know.
That was maybe the greatest thing in my
life. We got Tim?
Yeah. That's Tiny Tim.
Oh, Tiny Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Why are you calling, Tim?
I want to do an impression, too.
Oh, what do you want to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Terrence and Phillip from South Park.
Oh, okay.
You don't say bad words.
No, well, Okay, no, nothing too terrible, I hope.
All right, let's go.
Okay. No, no, none of the majors.
Do it, Tim!
Hey, Terrence. Yes, Philip. I farted on your head. You silly bastard. Yes, you did.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not bad. It's actually not bad.
It's a pretty good Terrence.
I pitted a fool that doesn't pick that one.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That was so bad. That was
now,
bad.
Now you've wrecked it. You just wrecked it.
All right. You hold on.
Hold on, Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Let's go with a Sean. Sean is on line three.
Hey, Sean. Sean.
Seanathan.
Sean.
Scene.
All right. Can you hear us through your phone?
I hung up on him. Let's go to Angela.
All right. Hey, Angela.
Sir, Angel.
Angel.
Sir.
Angel. 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 Good morning, Angel.
Morning.
What are you going to do for us today? Why are you calling?
Well, you guys are great, I'm getting used to you, but I was going to do an impression, but I don't think it's very good anymore after I hear the other ones.
No, don't.
What if it's the best? Don't doubt yourself.
Don't dare doubt yourself, Angel. Come on.
Well, I miss somebody that always comes and talks to you once in a while, so I'll try to do his impression, what you guys call him.
Okay. Oh, I think I know what you're going to do. Okay.
Okay. I miss Heavy Duty Man.
Awesome.
Okay. I know it's not very good, but I miss him.
Yeah. He called, when was the last time we heard from Heavy Duty?
Not a couple weeks.
Yeah, about a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you get him to call? He's pretty good.
All yeah. Right. We like him a lot, too. He's one of our favorite, for sure. Well, if he's listening, Heavy Duty, give us a call, man.
All right. Yeah. Heavy Duty. I'm Heavy Duty.
Well, you sound more like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it's fine, Angel.
Hang on. No, I'm Arnold's sister.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on.
Okay. Hang on.
She's a beauty.
Yeah, she's got spirit, man.
Well, we got Robert, who did Speedy Gonzales.
Hey, we got to give it to Robert.
Well, let's review.
There's no way.
With Tim, who did Terrence and Philip, which was also pretty good. Yeah. And Angel's Heavy Duty was not great. So I think we have to give it to Robert.
I don't think
there's another way around
it. The universe implodes if we don't.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Robert. You got yourself $100, all right, for Lotto Max.
What would Speedy Gonzales say after he won that?
Give me $1 million each.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I like Robert, that better like than the impression.
All right, buddy.
Hang on,
pal.
Yep.
And.
You have to isolate that, and we have to play that for the rest of time.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go get that clip. That was the greatest thing I've ever heard in the history of our show. Maybe
right now. We'll play it when we get back from the commercials.
Please. I'll tell you, if he wins the lottery, I'll tell you what store is not going out of business. LCBO.
No. He'll tell you himself. It's the first place he's going. Yeah. Robert likes to drink. He does.
Yeah.
He really
loves
does.
He's told us.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Me too, buddy.
Hey, who doesn't? Who doesn't like a good drink? You know what I mean?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We've been getting a lot of interaction with our Dougie line lately.
Yeah.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Now, we had a quickly becoming famous message from a fellow named Norm yesterday or a couple days ago.
Yeah.
About marriage. So just to recap that.
Hi, Biggs and Barr. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
And that was that.
That was the end of the...
Like Chris, you were saying, many layers to that. Wow.
There's so many layers to that phone call. but it's inspired others. And we've received another fella's wedding story. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I just want to talk about my marriage too. So I got married about 3 years ago, and
that was it.
That's it. So these are glowing compliments. On marriages and weddings from the men's side.
Basically. I wonder if they would be different from the woman's perspective. Like if Norm's wife or that other guy's wife called in and talked about their marriage.
I'll tell you, they wouldn't fit on one message probably.
Hi, Biggs and Barr. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
All right.
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about my marriage too. So I got married about 3 years ago, and
Good times, the best of times. If you want to keep telling us these great stories about your weddings and marriage, we'd love to hear them.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we are.
Anything we can do to help.
And then we also get stuff like this.
Yeah. Bigs and Bar. Every morning, Bigs and Bar. And there's Pasty Dreamy too. Shade 106, there they are.
I love that guy.
He gave it at the end.
He really did. I love the vibrato, first off, the little warble or whatever. Yeah, that was amazing.
And there's Pasty Dreamy too. Shade 106, there they are.
Jeez, great phone line, to be honest, to be able to.
That was pretty good.
Wow.
Like, there's people who have been in this business, you know, half their lives.
Yeah.
Not as good as that guy.
No.
Bigs and Bar, Bigs and Bar. Every morning, Bigs and Bar. And there's Pasty Dreamy too. Shade 106, there they are.
Good job, buddy.
Great. From our buddy Philippe. That's our buddy Philippe.
Thanks, Philippe. We appreciate it. That's our official jingle from now on.
Yeah.
We'll try to get it made into an actual commercial. That's amazing.
A106, there they are.
All right. So, yeah, leave your message anytime on the Dougie line. All right? We'd love to play them. 216-3849.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Text us your questions, please.
762-555. Any question you like.
Like, do you guys have a listener that does a tremendous impression of a cartoon mouse?
Oh, we do.
We do.
Here.
That's our friend Robert. And he did a great impression of Speedy Gonzalez this morning, and he won Best Call Wins.
With this.
But you could ask any question you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be about if someone we know does a great impression of a cartoon mouse.
But you can text us anything you want. 762-555. We shall answer it for you.
Yeah. Anything you got.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How were your grades in school? What were your marks like?
Brutal.
I was pretty average. Got maybe C pluses and Bs until they said I needed 80 to get into the school I wanted to. So I got that.
Yeah, I floated. I was like a low B, high C guy.
Yeah, like what's the point?
I did enough to not get D's. Right. Now in math, I got a couple D's.
Yeah, I wasn't
51%.
Great
51%. I failed grade 9 math.
You pick your battles, right?
Yeah, for the most part. Jamie, you didn't do well in school? Oh, you can't read. That's right.
No, I can read.
No, you can't.
I
you
did.
Told us you can't read.
You can just
I physically,
okay.
It's hard for me because of my, oh my God.
You should get therapy.
Because very literate.
Because of your made up thing.
Not the doctor told me.
No, it's a true
doctor.
Thing. It's a true thing. Doctor but you can get help for that. Like you could,
Dr. Seuss,
you get therapy for it, and some visual therapy, some exercises Dr. that can
Phil.
Help you read again. For sure,
I'm over the hill now.
You don't want to read anymore.
I can read.
He doesn't want to read, so he uses that as an excuse.
I see.
So he doesn't have to read. You're pathetic.
Go candy a yam.
Go candy a yam. Go pee up a rope.
What is something everyone looks stupid doing? Eating long noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like pho soup or something like that. Look, everyone looks stupid.
What's your favorite sitcom? Oh, I don't really like it. There's nothing right now. Oh, you know what? I guess it's a sitcom. The one with Christina Applegate.
Dead to Me?
The new one. Dead to Me.
Really it's not really a sitcom.
It's not? No?
No. Are sitcoms things with like laugh tracks
yes.
and stuff? God, I can't
situational
laugh
comedies.
Tracks.
I don't know if
like what's that one they put up with Ashton Kutcher, The Ranch or something like that. It's
what?
Got Sam Elliott in it and stuff. It's on Netflix, and I thought, oh, there's a bunch of actors in that I like.
Yeah,
so I
like
put
Ashton
it on
Kutcher. I like Dax
it's
Shepard.
Laugh track.
I
liked,
yeah, it's well, that was the format, man. That's
I just
still
shut
the
it off.
Yeah, Bar of soap or body wash and poofy sponge?
I like a bar of soap.
I body wash it up. I know. It's like I don't know which poof goes in the bum crack and which poof touches your face.
Mm.
Shower poof.
You have one poof.
I got one poof.
Yeah, I know. And you always wash your... You always say, I wash my bum last.
Yeah. But you wash your face
time.
First.
Yeah, the next time.
But you rinse it. You wash it with soap and water and you rinse it after. I don't just like wipe my dirty butt with a dry poof and then obviously. Hang it on the thing for next time to rub in my eyes. Like, what do you think? Nobody has multiple poofs. No one. You're insane. And neither do you. So don't even sit over there, Mr.
I don't use a poof.
I just use a bar of soap.
Use my hands.
Your hands?
And no
shower.
Soap?
You're disgusting.
No, yeah, no soap. No soap. Just scrape razor blade.
You guys all whine a lot about phantom illnesses and deficiencies. Man up and deal with it.
What does that mean?
What?
What are you talking about?
Is that sent to someone phantom. Wasn't supposed to be us?
Pretty sure my psoriasis is a phantom. Mm.
Yeah.
And neither is my gout. Right. And look, a lot of people deal with small things. Do we still do the stuff we need to do every day? Yeah.
Yes,
are we going to bitch about it with our friends? Of course we are. That's what men do.
Maybe he's talking about your son's fake autism.
Yeah,
there,
maybe,
Chris.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what
that
it must be.
Must be it. Yeah.
Idiot. Have you ever let someone else get punished for something you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
sure.
brother. All of them. Yeah.
You wouldn't be a sibling 100%. If you didn't do that.
No, that's a classic maneuver. Yeah. He deserved it every time.
That's I bet.
Yeah. What will be written on your headstone when you die? Well, I don't think any
of us will have a headstone.
No.
Just earn and burn.
Yep.
Blow my ashes in my enemies' faces.
It's so epic.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. My funeral and your burn ash combination.
That'd be great.
Be the,
well, hopefully we die at the same time.
Yeah. It'd be amazing. You think will you guys make sure the marionette thing happens if I...
Yeah, 100%.
I will do my best. Right, I honestly
please.
Will.
Please. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
Time now for... Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Hey, what's Auto What all about? Well, I'll tell you. It's a 30-second trivia contest. You have to answer 5 questions, and then you can pass or come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each question is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. That's what Auto What is.
We have Josh on the phone.
Joshy.
10-4, buddy.
Are you ready?
Ready. Let's go.
All right, bring her home.
Okay, your time will begin after I read the first question. What U.S. state produces the second most coal in America?
West Virginia.
What movie chain is Michael Myers from?
Halloween.
$6 million is being spent by the city to put barriers in what?
OC transport boxes.
What rascal did Little Johnny Paper love?
What?
Todd.
Would you rather be named Clive or Cliff?
Clive for sure.
What rascal did Little Johnny Paper love?
What are you even asking?
Oh.
Did I put Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Ask him with Jackie. Ask him again.
Okay. Because Jamie wrote it wrong.
Yeah.
What rascal did Little Jackie Paper love?
Johnny.
Okay. Well, let's go over your answers. Would you rather be named Clive or Cliff? You said Clive. The answer I have here is Clive.
For sure.
Yeah.
You don't see many Cliffs anymore, eh?
No.
No. Good answer. Well done.
What rascal did Little Jackie Paper love? You said Johnny. The answer is Puff the Magic Dragon.
What?
Now, I'll explain that, Jamie.
Are you on?
Jamie writes the question.
Puff? Because the song is like, Little Jackie Paper, love that rascal Puff.
Really?
Some guy texted in Puff, so made me think of Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right. Okay.
And you guys don't know Puff the Magic Dragon?
I know Puff the Magic Dragon.
Knows?
I don't know the words.
He lived
to
by
it.
The sea.
Yeah, that's all I know.
I heard he lives by the sea.
Anyway.
Down by the bay.
Where the water
bounds
grow.
I can't go over the answers when you sing down by the bay.
Sorry, Dad.
Anyway,
you
lost.
Sing what?
You lost, man.
He lost.
Yeah, he didn't.
He lost.
What's his name? Sean?
Josh.
Josh? Josh, you didn't do it, buddy. Sorry.
He got buses right, Halloween right, and West Virginia, but you still lost.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the effort.
No problem.
Thank you.
If that's what you call it.
I think it was a solid effort. It just was, there was one stupid question.
Yeah, there was one dumb question. It's not even his fault. Like, yep. We should probably just give it to him because your question's ridiculous.
I hung up
ridiculous.
On him already. That follows rules.
I know, but it was...
See, when I was writing it, I felt like I thought he would get it. Like, someone would get it. But I guess not. That's fine.
All right.
Hey, whatever,
sorry.
Man.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's our contest. We can do whatever we want, but I'm just, you know... So he lives down by the sea, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Down by the sea. He said it wrong.
I'm not... I'm not gonna say it.
Please.
Nope.
Just ask if it's
nope.
It's down by the bay.
Nope.
Where down. The watermelons grow.
Where the water.
Back to my home.
Back to my home.
I dare not go.
I dare not go.
For if I do,
or if I do,
my mother will say.
All right. Okay.
Have you ever seen the hip eating some chips on Shay?
That was bad.
Oh, on the fly?
Because
come
playing,
on.
Because we're playing the hip.
Right.
I was confused. I was like, hips don't eat chips. When you eat chips,
yeah,
they go straight to your hips, boy.
Woo, off the rails. That's what that is, folks.
That's why Puff the Magic Dragons are. Because we have.
Ring man back in.
The Bigs
and
Bar
Show.
Been
a lot of discussion on this program about whistling lately, especially on the Dougie line.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, I mean, some reason.
Yeah, we found out yesterday you couldn't whistle.
I can totally whistle. For some reason, in this room, whether it's performance anxiety or headphones throwing me off, talking to a mic, I can't whistle in this room.
Give it a shot.
A little better today.
Not better.
A little
yeah.
bit better, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's gone.
I don't know why.
I don't think your whistle's wet enough. Anyway.
Why can't I do it in here? I don't understand. So anyway, so some people had some advice for me, I guess, is what you're
sure.
telling me. Some
well, first, advice. Do you want to play the fake call we got, Jason?
Yeah, let's play the fake call.
Okay.
What
yeah.
fake call?
Hey, it's big.
Pretty strong whistle.
Suck it.
I was just demonstrating that I can whistle no problem.
You probably played that on a computer.
I did yeah. not. I was driving home. You can check the time. We left here. I was driving in the car home.
I probably don't think that was you.
Replicate it.
I swear on my child's
yeah,
life that
again.
Was me.
Replicate
I can't,
it.
You know I can't do it.
Well,
I don't know why.
How are we to believe you then? What song was it?
Because you're my friends and you're supposed to
what
be
what song were
patience.
You doing there? That was Patience?
That was Patience?
Beginning of Patience.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean, whoa, so.
This
okay.
is the beginning of Patience because someone called the Dougie line and just whistled the whole thing. I think you were...
Okay.
Are you going to listen to
that? Is there anything behind that?
No, they're just
okay,
whistling.
That guy can whistle.
People calling in and whistling.
So can yeah. I whistle. I called in and I whistled too. Okay, you're just going to play annoying people whistling all day?
Well, they called into the Dougie line. Oh, here's the guy. He's
hey, Chris. I know what your favorite town is at the moment. Whistler, B.C.
I have another one if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, here, I'll play it.
Okay, yeah.
What?
I don't understand what both of you think you're doing.
Pretty good, eh?
By playing people can whistle.
That was actually a bird.
That was a bird.
It was a oh, bird. It was doing.
Well, of course. You expect me to be able to whistle with the likes of a
it was
bird?
A parrot.
Yeah. I don't get why you guys get so much joy
Big,
out of this.
Just some pointers on whistling. You know, I first learned to whistle by sucking in.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. But you know, you can end up learning how to blow out. So.
Literally,
thanks for no pointer at all.
Can you whistle by sucking in?
No,
that was blowing in and sucking out, man. It's practice.
Yeah.
What's your tip?
It's practice.
Practice. It's the worst thing to tell
try
somebody.
It.
Hey, how do I throw a curveball? Practice.
Well, yeah. How else would you?
Yeah, I mean that's a basic.
Teach them how to do the. Are you serious? I am getting upset because you both are enjoying nothing.
No, no.
Just because you think I'm upset that I can't whistle.
Try it sucking in.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Sucking in. What else am I supposed
You're
to
whistling.
Do? So annoying.
Well, you're better. Yeah.
I am not good at a lot of things.
You're better.
I will admit, no problem. I am a horrendous hockey player. I have a lot of things I'm not good at.
You're not
mostly
gonna
life
say.
Choices, but still, I can whistle. I don't know why Blowing I can't do out. It here. I left you a message of me whistling.
Yeah, it's suspect.
It's not suspect. Why would I lie?
Well,
why?
You're
why?
Embarrassed. I get it. I'm like, people lie when they're embarrassed.
Okay, do it again.
What?
A blowout whistle.
What am I, your dancing monkey? I can't do it in studio.
He's going nuts.
All right. We let this be now. I left you a message.
Yes.
I can clearly show you. I'll make a video. You guys will be like, you dumped this down over the video. It doesn't matter what I
you're
say.
You're really good at video editing.
See? I don't care. You know what? I can't whistle.
It was a popular topic on the Dougie line, so that's why we brought it up.
You feel like more of a man because you can whistle.
There's always topics on the Dougie line, and you can call as well anytime you want.
Yeah, 613-216-3849.
Sorry,
we didn't mean to make you feel
bad.
Why
are you mad? Why are you mad, bro?
Not because you. It's not even something. It's something I can do. What do you mean?
Can you?
I hate your face. I hate both your faces. I hope you both go to whistle and a vein in your forehead explodes.
It's harsh.
And you collapse to the ground, never to be heard from again.
All we're trying to do is teach you.
Yeah, we're trying to.
That's what you're doing, eh?
Yeah.
Just practice. What?
You know what they say.
Huh?
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
We have instant answer question time coming up.
I don't care what we have.
You can text us 762-555.
Whistle the answers. You. Stupid jackasses.
It's very harsh, you know?
They're mad.
Is for that really.
You know
it's
you don't broken. Mean it.
What?
You know you don't mean it.
That you guys are jackass?
You'll say
I
sorry
100%
later.
Mean it.
No, you'll totally say sorry later.
Biggs, and Bar.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Can we get a shout out to Corporal Nathan Cirillo, who was shot 6 years ago today at the War Memorial? Absolutely.
100%.
Hard to believe that was 6 years ago.
Wow.
That was six years ago.
It was a strange day indeed, no matter what part of the country you were in when you heard about that.
Six years ago?
More so here because it happened here.
Are you sure it was 6 years ago?
Yes.
Wow. Man. That's crazy. What would you say to someone who you thought was a friend but continues to call you his colleague?
Oh.
Are you guys referring to me? Like what happens in this room?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a friend, but when you left the room there, you called us your colleagues.
Oh.
Why
can't they be both? I call you my friends when it's fitting, and I'll call you my colleague when it's fitting.
All right.
Why can't you be both my colleague and my friend?
When you're mad at us.
No, when I'm mad at you, I call you pricks. That's different.
That too.
Any of you guys have a pair of men's stretch pants? Yeah, all my pants are stretchy as possible. Why would you want to be uncomfortable?
I gotta say.
Not like yoga pants.
No.
Well, I think that's what they're referring to.
Oh, really? Because these ones are
stretchy.
Look at these.
Yeah, all the denim.
The new jean is awesome.
The new denim, the stretch denim.
Love it.
Yeah.
Not too much, because some of them are too stretchy and they're too soft and they lose their shape and like you still have to be mostly denim with just a little bit of that stretch. But for a guy who split a couple pants in his day,
oh boy,
they're nice.
They're nice, yeah. What old school skill set do you have?
Oh, I don't know.
Like how old school? Like, can I churn butter? Is that what you're asking, or do I?
I'm a good handsaw.
We did some canning, but my wife did most of that. I didn't really, well, all of it. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I can make sauce. I know how to make a good sauce.
Yeah,
like
tomato sauce.
I
can cook. I do some wood burning.
Either of you, be honest, started a fire from scratch, like with sticks?
Yes, I have.
With sticks?
Yes. It was very difficult.
Two sticks?
Yes.
I go on, get.
Go on,
when I was in the Cub Scouts, we did it.
Oh, wow. What did it take? At hours?
It took a very long time, and I had blisters on my hand.
Wow.
But ever since then, I learned to always bring matches.
Yeah.
Like always. I always have a lighter or matches with me.
You got to.
Is Chris fat again? No, I'm not fat again. I'm not as massively fat as I was. I'm definitely not as fit as I was because the gyms have been closed. Mm. And I went from working out 6 days a week to doing little pathetic sad workouts like 3 days a week for like 20 minutes.
And so, also eating chips for breakfast.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm not as fat as I was, but I'm not anywhere near as fit as I was either.
A few days ago, you said your favorite cheese was smoked Gruyere. Where can you find it? I've been looking. You usually have to go to like the deli counter to get it. And you ask them.
Yeah.
There may be a cheese store around here that I'm not aware of. But.
Yeah, we had the, what's the, Balderson's around here, no?
Yeah, yeah. They might have a smoked Gruyere. Maybe a smoked cheddar.
I can't, when you say Gruyere, the flavor doesn't.
It's like a Swiss cheese.
Leap into my mouth.
It's kind of like a smoked Swiss.
A smoked Swiss? Okay. Yeah.
If you ask for a smoked Swiss, you'll be all right.
Wondering if Jamie's going to give the Burger King chicken parm sandwich a try instead of knowing what he thinks of it.
It doesn't look appealing. Now, you said you've tried it. You said it actually is okay.
Not bad.
Like, yeah. I'm more of a traditionalist, as they call them. When it comes to my chicken parm, yeah. A little more of a traditionalist. I'm not a fan of the chicken parm sandwiches, to be honest.
Really?
No.
Like a good veal sandwich, though?
Like, I'll eat a chicken parm sandwich, but that's not like a, not what I would get all the time, though. Like, you know what I mean? That wouldn't be like a go-to if someone served it up, if it was, hey, here's a chicken on a bun at like a work function. Lunch or something, for sure.
And you wouldn't throw the bun out and just eat the chicken?
No, of course not. What am I, some kind of animal? Who would just throw half a sandwich out?
Jamie would totally throw it out. What Jamie
is referring to is...
Nah, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. People need to know what your actual character is. Because everyone likes you because they think you're the underdog.
Like yogurt. It had yogurt in the...
Jamie, a Greek restaurant brought us a whole bunch of sandwiches.
Gyros.
Jamie just took the meat out of one and threw 90% of the sandwich away again. And I got mad at him with
vigor into the garbage.
He was like, well, if I eat the whole thing, no one's going to get it anyways. And I'm like, but you didn't eat the whole thing. You ate 10% of it and threw 90% into the garbage.
You should have given it to the animals outside.
He didn't understand why that was wrong.
But what am I, chopped liver? I don't get to be happy? I don't get the 10% of happiness? You know what I mean? Like, everyone else is enjoying a savory gyro.
But you didn't eat a gyro. You ate 10% of it and threw the rest of it out. It was wasteful and selfish. You're a horrible person.
Yeah. Trying to think of something to say.
You can't, because you know you're in the wrong in this one.
But not really. Like, sure, maybe selfish, but like...
So you're just agreeing
then. What's really the difference between me throwing some of it out? Like, no one was going to have that anyway.
Just you would have had it.
I did. I enjoyed the meat.
It wouldn't have been wasted.
How do you know nobody else was going to have it?
Yeah.
No, like if I had eaten the whole thing.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Right,
but
you didn't.
It doesn't matter. But if I was going to, there's no difference between that and throwing the garbage.
It's still, okay, whatever.
If you had just left it on the counter, I'm sure Chris would have eaten it.
Probably.
Yeah, like days later. Yeah.
Without the meat in it. Without the meat in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Could have solved all our problems. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Biggs and Bar Show.
All right, we're done. Thank you for tuning in. Next chance to get a key is at noon for Toys 21.
If you haven't checked out the list of prizes, go to Shea106.com and do so.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we probably don't mention them enough.
Well, it's not just the prizes, but also the sponsors of the prizes.
Yeah.
Well, you might need something from one of them one day.
Sure, yeah. But go check them out because the list... We forget something every time because there's so many things on the list.
It is extensive.
It's over 75 grand worth of stuff. And like great stuff. And the sponsors are there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So 2 hours nonstop rock kicking off soon. Leave any message you want all the time on our Dougie line, please, all day.
Are we doing Let It Go tomorrow?
We are doing Let It Go tomorrow. So if you have something that you can't let go, something that happened to you, an injustice, or something you did to somebody else that you feel guilty about, whatever. Just something that irritates you on a daily basis, and you really like, that's so stupid. Let it go. Tell us, and we'll help you get over it. On the Dougie line, 216-3849.
And then we'll do some live tomorrow as well.
Yeah, for sure. We'll mix it up. All right. You boys good?
Oh, yeah.
Really long. It's committed to that one.
Oh, yeah.
Can we go out on Robert's?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Biggs and Barr Show.